Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, model biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
On Philly Sound Radio, having technical difficulties, but tonight it better not fuck up, okay? That's all I got to say. I'm chilling. I got my girl Chocolate Chip finally in the building to come help me co-host this joint, representing for the Latina Sexies. What's up, boo?
What's up? What's up? Good. What we doing now?
See, tonight. I will have a nice, fun topic, or maybe we might play on somebody's phone or two. I don't know. But everything is fireworks edition. Happy birthday to my boy EA. EA all day. They are partying at the Sky Lounge right now, doing something real crazy. I know they're having fun. Shout out to Joe Bread, EA, King Dot, all you guys representing for the 30 and up. Nothing wrong with 30 and up.
Nothing wrong with 30 and up.
Yeah, but tomorrow we're going to be partying with every age. I mean, we're going to have the young bucks in the building, the old heads in the building, the middle people, you know what I mean, in the building. I call myself a middle person, you know, the 20s, 30s. I'm in the middle, you know.
In the middle right there, okay. As long as you're in the gauge, you good, yes.
Exactly. I'm over 21, and I can go to the casino and gamble. That's what matters to me most, so.
That's very important.
Exactly. So, tomorrow is going to be crazy. We got special performances by my boy Barrels, Buddha Bless, Curtis Starr be there, Corey Williams, New World Order, shout out to Hannibal, Plus Tech, Zor Money, they whole squad. They got to you guys. Is Guala still going to come out, or he's
I have no idea. I haven't spoken to him yet. This guy has no issues, so we gotta see.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is. Well, he's definitely still welcome to come, you know. We're gonna have my homie Q Capone coming through. It's a lot of niggas. My girl Niche Bucks coming to perform. My girl Driz coming to perform. GB's coming back. I Am Entertainment, Mosh Music, gonna be in the building. Shout out to my boy Leek. Who else? Like, it's going to be super crazy. Shout out to High Class Barbies, BBF, Blumberg Foundation, Fayette Family, Smiley Jones, Black De Niro, Ghetto Black. It's going to be ridiculous. Cashback. It's cute.
Nice and packed. Let me find out.
You got to check out that flyer, girl.
Sounds good. I couldn't really see the fine print. I couldn't see the fine print. All I could see was what I already knew. I couldn't read the fine print.
Fireworks edition.
That's what I see. Yeah. Looks good.
It
sounds good.
Sounds
like it's
gonna
be a killer.
Yeah, we gotta say happy birthday to EA. He is fun as shit, yo. Just wait.
Happy birthday,
like.
EA. Happy birthday. We're gonna sing him happy birthday.
Yes. Hey, we're gonna sing it to him live in person. I should make a cake. I was thinking about that. But I know last time I just bought a bunch of cakes and shit. Fucking them cakes up. I'm gonna do that again. I'm gonna get some cake. Yeah, some cakes and little snacks and shit for the people in the front. So that's why I'm fat now, because I've been eating so many cakes.
You are not fat. You're nice and thick.
Yeah, you gotta see me. I got thick.
You know, I don't like bony people. I don't like bony people. Bony people. I mean, I feel like I want to feed them.
Yeah, you know what?
I have
to
feed them.
That's
like,
true.
I mean, I don't know. It comes from my heritage. My mother was like that. She would see a bony person, she would feed them. She just continued to feed them, like, until they got some meat. Like, every time they came to my house, she made sure she fed them. And I'm the same way.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, they definitely need some fucking food. But,
you need something to grab on. How can you be so skinny? Nothing to grab on, no meat. I like my men thick, too. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like to see it jiggle, too.
No. Because, no. When a man
too
is
big.
In
you
shape,
know I'm
no.
Too big.
Yeah, no, not a, when a man is in shape, it's so easy for you, like, you know, like to wrap your legs around him and, like, grip him the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, girl, yes.
That is true. And I definitely like to do that. But
yes.
I feel like, I don't know, I like a thick man. I like a nice, broad-shouldered, thick man. I don't like the bony man. I feel like I'm cracking bones or something.
Yo, that's about to be on topic. Not a skinny man. I'm talking about a man that's like, muscular, like you can feel his muscle. He's had a six pack, you know, to get the muscles on his back and shit and his arms.
Yes.
Oof, pick me up, like.
A nice man that can hold some double D's, I'm good.
Yes. Yo, I think I'm on my way to double D's. My titties is even getting bigger, yo.
And wait, if you think I'm holding double D's on that chest, I'm good.
Ooh, see, you trying to get in trouble.
I need that.
Well, hopefully we all have some fun with all the sexy sexy men and all the sexy women come out and enjoy themselves too. I mean, it's definitely going down. Going down. I got my boy performing a fucking song. Everybody loves the track Get Down, and they got a I think Barrels and Curtis Starr just did a little video for it. I'm about to play the trick right now, but it's going to be crazy when they do the official video. Please, everybody, stay on deck. Listen up, because, you know, we're going to need you to be extras and get down. Like, not everybody has, like, you know what I mean, that hot trick everybody could be able to fuck with and dance to. So I'm about to let you listen to it, because I don't know. You might have seen him perform it on last first Sunday. I actually had him encore the song because we love it so much. My one girlfriend, she came and she was like, what the heck? Is that my song on right now? I'm like, oh, shit. Well, we'll make sure you get to hear it again. But before I do open up the song, I do see a couple people with their hands raised. And I'm going to definitely get a chance to come and say hello. Welcome you to Philly Shine Radio. And we can talk about Fireworks Edition. Are you going to be in the building? 267-581. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hold on.
267.
Hello? 267. Chill. Because I was listening to what y'all was saying. There's Applebee Bang on that line. Yeah, I mean, ABB. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Oh, good. How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, I mean, I'm chilling. I mean, working. I'm in the track right now. That's why I told y'all to hold on really quick.
Okay. It ain't about nothing. I was just going to let you shout out your Facebook, your Twitter and shit. Everybody can be able to check you out. After you press the number one, that means open up your line now. So I'm not holding on.
Yeah, I'm gonna set you up right now with Applebee Bang on Facebook and Twitter. Applebee Bang too.
Tell me about seven.
Yeah, I mean,
where you at right now? Where should we be? You all out and about? What's going on?
I'm
gonna
call you on my.
Y'all out and about? I'm on Diamond Street.
Oh, you just out chilling?
Yeah, I'm out chilling. You know what I mean, that's when I'm 20.
Nothing wrong with it. Yeah, tonight we won't really have a topic. We were just talking about, sex with people of different sizes. Like, would you rather mess with a thick girl or a skinny girl? Like, what's your preference?
Neither one of them bitches. I was a medium.
You like maybe medium?
Did you say medium? You said medium or meaty?
I said medium.
Medium. Okay, so there's a small, medium, and large. How about the extra large? You don't like the extra, extra large?
No, I don't like the extra, extra large.
You don't like
the
what's medium? I never even heard a person.
Right,
either a girl is skinny, she's thick, or she's fat. Which
one? All right. No, it was different. Like,
you want the butt to to just jiggle? You want no butt to jiggle? You want butt to jiggle, or you want the butt to be flat? Like, what do you want? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's the big, that's the part.
A bony girl, the butt don't do nothing. A thick girl, jiggle. A fat girl, flaps. Like, what do you want?
You want thick girl, a thick girl is like jiggles, like everybody want a little jiggle and they wiggle. Don't nobody want no flat.
He said he wants a jiggle. Now, so you want a nice medium sized girl that ass jiggle, right?
Yeah.
You don't want no Dumbo. You don't want it to fly away, right?
No, bro. I don't.
We don't want the ass to fly away. We want the ass to just jiggle right, right?
No,
like the jello pudding.
It's as long as you got kicks, like you gotta have a sweat. Like that's all you gotta have a sweat. You gotta
have some handles too around the waist, don't y'all like to hold the waist?
What about the ass? The ass getting a wet sometimes.
Ass is wet? Wait, well, ho.
Wait a minute.
I'm asking a very personal question. Hold up, I gotta wait for truth teller. Truth teller, we got my co-host on the line, truth teller. It's about to get real serious because what you said requires this question. Shut up, Apple. You listening?
Uh-huh.
Apple, how big is your dick? Nope. How big is your dick?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
If I put my balls in his head, my dick would be smacking in your forehead. That's how big my dick is.
He said,
you ain't got to get this correct, right? You're straight up question. No, because.
In inches. How big is it?
Yeah, inches. We want to know. Inches. Can I measure it with my arm? Like, if I stuck my arm out and started from my elbow, where would it stop?
That's it. What bitch, fuck you think of it, tell you?
What'd you say?
I said that's your wrist. Fuck you talking about?
And my wrist? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Elbow to the wrist. Let me see. All right,
so if you got a big dick, how does a fat ass get in the way? A fat ass is everything.
No,
my ass
y'all.
Is like...
I said, I was fucking with y'all. I told y'all don't listen to me. I'm shocked the fuck out. Like,
oh, I was about to say, yeah, because...
He's about to catch it.
The only time a big ass is a problem for a man is because his dick is small to get in it.
Or he's fat and his stomach getting the motherfucking way.
I got a pop, baby.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I was about to get. I don't care. I'll ask crazy questions.
No! Don't make us have him block off the black. Get him in the bathroom, block him off, and measure that shit.
Yeah, I think if he show up at Diamond Spotlight, we definitely gonna have to grip him up. I'm gonna take another caller and check us out. But welcome to the show, Miss True Teller. I got chocolate chip in the building for the.
Hello. Hello.
Mom, we're gonna open up a 267. Wait a minute, this shit going slow. 267-276. Wait a minute. Now your mic is open. Welcome to Philly Shop Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo. What's going on, Honest? It's your boy, Del Block. It's your Coach Entertainment. Coach Boy.
Hey, Del Block.
How you feeling?
We love street culture. Y'all coming through early to show love to your girl tomorrow?
Yeah, we probably won't perform. Probably just come check you out, you know.
Aw, why?
There's a lot of shit going on right now, you know. Your boy almost got locked the fuck up the other day and shit. It's hot in my hood right now.
Well, I'm glad it's almost, but not really. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't. Motherfuckers try to catch us all the time. I just had a situation the other day. They like, we gonna have authorities call you. Well, you can suck my dick.
Yeah, that's right.
With them. I want to see that.
What?
So what's the topic
in that?
Yeah. Well, we kind of
We only really was talking about fireworks edition, but we kind of do got a side topic for would you rather fuck a skinny joint, a thick joint, or a fat joint?
Sure. I wonder where I would fall in it. I wonder what people think I would fall in it.
Who be thinking of these questions?
You're a fat girl. Bite me, say no.
What are you going to bite you for?
I'm going to be joking.
Yeah. Let Del Blanc answer the question. Answer the question, Del Blanc. What would you rather have? Do you like skinny John, thick John, or fat John?
Well, me personally, I can't speak for everybody else. I'd rather have a thick John. Yeah, I need something to spank, you know.
And we sure enough love them spankings.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it.
I've been mad.
yeah, like, I accept this.
You rather have the paddle, your hand wet.
Wait a minute. Would you ever let a guy hit you with a whip, chocolate chip? Would you let a guy whip you?
Yes, I would. Yes,
I would whip a man. I remember I bought a whip.
Me.
Huh?
You can't whip me. I can't have no whips on my hands. Then I got to sit on that. Ow. I think I would like both. I would whip and I would let myself be whipped. I like both. I'm a little freak, guys. Yes, I would.
Nah, I push you with him and I whip. Hold on. Would you let a man choke you? Fuck no, crazy girl. I said, would you let a man choke you?
Choke me? Nah.
Why? Has a man ever choked you, truth teller?
Yo, one time. This man just like, he was nice. Look. He was nice, right?
Uh-huh.
He was a nice dude, right? He never did nothing. Then the first time we did something, he turned around and started acting dominant and was choking me and was like, turn your ass the fuck over. And then, right, he left the room, right? He's like, lay down. So I'm laying there, right? And then I go sit up to see what he's doing. He's like, didn't I say lay that ass? I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Yo, but he was so nice. He was nice,
huh? He was so
but then
nice.
He was aggressive when it came to sex. Then that's where he came out. That's what he was like.
Yeah. He put his hand around my throat. And I'm like, what the hell are you trying to? I'm like, what's going on? I was young then, though. You know, I was young. Then. I was like 18. I'm like,
scared. I know you.
First of all,
was you scared?
Hell yeah, I was scared. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. First of all, that's crazy. If a man started choking me, I would just instantly, like, choke him. Like, I would just black the fuck out, like, and hit him back. Cause I can't.
No, but he wasn't choking me hard, like.
No, that's not big. It wasn't hard. He just had his hands around my neck. And I'm like. Remember, you said what? He wasn't choking me hard. He just had his hands around my neck.
All right. It was like a sensual thing. It was like nice and sensual. I'm like, it was an aggressive,
was
like,
ah, kind of
cute.
He was showing you who's boss, pretty much.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the hell? He was not like this when we were
5 minutes ago.
Right?
I like when they flip you around like a flapjack, though. I like that.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, I had an ex. He was 6'2", 320, solid muscle. He used to throw my big ass up. Well, this is before I was smaller then. I was like 230 then. But he used to throw my ass around, flip me over, do this, do that. I'm like, what the hell? I feel like a rag doll. Yo, it was crazy. So what's the topic for the females?
That's
our topic, too.
You rather
have a
sick
man.
Skeleton.
You answer the question. We kind of already talked about it a little bit. You gotta share.
I can't do a fat man. Like I said, okay, I'm gonna reiterate it. I can't do a fat man because if you got a gut, I got a big ass. Your dick is not. I tried it with a fat man one time. I was telling this guy he was cute.
But it took heaven knows a long time to fuck him because his stomach was in the motherfucking way. My big ass. It was like he couldn't get the dick in, and his dick was small. I'm like, hell to the no. No, never again. So if you bigger than me, I can't fuck you.
But
it
I deal with all of them. Like, the only thing I see with fat men is they kind of lazy. Like, they lazy. Sometimes when they meet you, when they first meet you, they put all their work in. After a while, they get lazy and shit. They want you to, do all the work.
I think all fat men have little dicks. I don't know for sure, but I really think it because I remember this one fat dude I used to be cool with or whatever. Like, he always would try to talk to me. So I'm like, well, you a cocky motherfucker. Send me a picture of your dick, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know, like, certain times when guys send, like, a picture of just the top or send it from an angle, I'm like, no, I want to see balls to tip. Like, so I can know what you're working with for real, not just a little angle pic. And it didn't even look that big. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Little dick. yep, your fat is probably little.
We need a fat man to call in and see if his dick is big or not.
We got to do that for when we start doing the drill from Tiny Chat, because people show their dick on Tiny Chat anyway, on the regular. They'll be like, I'm just going to show it or whatever. Like, that's just a regular ass occurrence. But it'd always be little white dicks.
Look, check it out, right? I don't discriminate, but I know this one white guy. He lives in Louisiana. His dick is big. I said, oh, my God. He had, like, a Godzilla dick.
Wow.
Said, ooh, white men do have big dicks. Are you sure you white?
I don't think white men have little dicks. I wouldn't say that. I would say niggas.
Most of the white men.
Little dicks.
I'm gonna tell you, most of the white men I met have little dicks.
Really?
Most of the white men I met. Let me see. I've been with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white men I've been with all have little dicks. The last white man I was with. Dick was so small. The condom came off and I got pregnant.
What? Damn.
And we have Giovanna in the world now.
AKA, the first baby is Fully Shine, the diva.
Oh, yeah, little diva. Definitely shout out to everybody calling in on the line. Press the number 1 if you want me to open up your mic. You want to join our conversation. We're talking about fireworks edition and sex.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what time should I get there tomorrow.
I'm gonna be there early. You know what I mean? I'm be there early.
I'll be trying to settle the kids down
fat
when I
stuff. Fat. I'm fat now. I got big titties, bigger butt, bigger stomach. I ain't getting no love handles this time though.
I'm just trying to see what colors I should wear tomorrow.
What'd you say?
What colors?
What colors? Where the flag? Where red, white, and blue?
Okay.
What you gonna wear, Del Black? I wanna wear the same thing Del Black is wearing.
I don't know. You know, I just come up with anything, man.
You gotta percolate a little bit.
I said you gotta percolate a little bit.
Do I have to poke him up to make him laugh?
No.
You don't have to poke him. Just back it up.
I said poke. Poke,
no.
P-O-K-E.
You don't have to poke him up.
Yeah, this motherfucking, oh my God. Like, people really get on my fucking nerves and they think that I care about and like that I'm that I won't black out on you. Like, I will black the fuck out on you. You know what I mean? Like, please show me my respect so I can always give it to you, because that's just the type of person I am. But you draw on me, I'm a black out. Like a blind.
I saw you with that dick. I thought you was gonna fuck somebody up the ass with it. You was just waving that dick around.
I'm gonna bring my dick tomorrow too. Watch. Yeah, oh, that dick.
Oh, that dick.
Please leave your dildos home.
My pink. You said leave my dildos. Nope. I'm bringing them.
Dick.
I'm bringing my hot pink. I don't know if it's glow in the dark. I'm about to see.
It's not looking like it glow in the dark.
It's like a neon pink dick.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my purple dick too, and that joint vibrate. Well, they both vibrate. I'm gonna keep them right on the table. They're gonna be vibrating. I'm just gonna
catch
the
door. With the ass. So if my man act like a bitch, fuck him up the ass. That's what he needs, right? He acting like a bitch, fuck him up the ass.
You act like a bitch, I'ma fuck you like a bitch. So yeah.
Well,
I should put that on a t-shirt
tomorrow.
I should put that
don't
on our t-shirt,
like
the truth teller.
Warning for men, don't act like a bitch or we'll get fucked.
Bitches can get fucked too. I fuck
a bitch. Get fucked too.
I have a bitch suck the dick. Don't play games. Like, I'll teach you how to deep throat, baby. But we got another caller. We got another caller that pressed the number one, my niggas. What's good? 215-668. Is that you, Fanatic?
Yeah, that's me.
We got Del Flaco on the line already. What's up, love? Much love to street culture. I was always, if you want to join in, just press the one. And I'll definitely open your mic up.
You know, we do the bilingual. We do bilingual. Uno, uno, press the uno.
Press that numero uno, por favor.
Yeah, exactly. See, we actually
say
what'd you say, boy? I said they only wild. Talking about dildos. Hey, that's what happens sometimes,
you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I put a condom on.
Right. Safety first.
I want nobody fucking up my dildo.
You know, a man ain't handling right, you need a dildo on the side.
Hell no, dildos are. I tried to use a dildo twice. They're not
nothing
like the real thing. Yeah.
Them,
I would never stick a dildo in my pussy.
But
I'm
tell
you
all something.
It's fun. It's a plaything. It's not for real action.
Yeah,
it's for fun.
Yeah, well, I don't
feel right.
It's
nothing like the real thing, baby.
I love that song, Miss Truth Teller. But shout out to my boy Puma. Who just called in a line? Fast. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Puma. How you doing?
What up, man? I'm out here waiting for my boy Gilly right now. Fucking on Calo Hill, Ethan Calo Hill and shit. What's going on with y'all, though?
Okay, now we chilling Philly Shine Radio, talking about Fireworks Edition, Diamond Spotlight, and our side sexy topic for tonight is. Do you like them skinny, thick, or fat? And then, but first and foremost, you got to shout out your Facebook, your Twitter, what you got coming up. You know what I'm saying? We do that on Philly Shine first and foremost. And I want to thank you for letting me be able to promote on your pages and shit. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But word up now. Just follow me, Puma_Vasquez on Twitter, Facebook, Puma.Vasquez. You feel me? I'm around. You feel me? Got this party coming up. My boy, Goody the Kid, the 31st. This is B-Day Bash at the Pisswalking Pool. You feel me? That's how we coming. Us Camden boys, we like to play. You feel me? Regular.
Oh, that's nice. So, are you Spanish too? Like, that's your last name.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my co-host on the line, Chocolate Chip.
Hola.
Represent for the Latinas. And I got True Color on the line, looking for the big girls.
Watch out for us big girls.
Yeah, but I'm mixed though.
You're mixed?
You mixed with what?
I'm about to ask the same question.
My dad is black and Puerto Rican, and my mom is full black.
So you more black?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the black side.
You're on the black side of the tracks.
Okay,
yeah,
so you don't know Spanish, no español at all?
Nah.
Oh, mira, mira.
Nothing
like that.
Oh,
no arroz con escuela, nothing like that.
Nah, none of that.
None of that.
He started speaking Spanish, bro. Hello?
B?
What's it? What's up with y'all, man? Y'all, what y'all want me to get y'all radio block tripping, man? I get it tripping.
we always tripping. We got more people to add into us tripping. What's good? Welcome to Up North, Mr. DeMel, CEO X Squad DJs. What's up with you, babe?
I'm chilling with my boy Looney Tunes in your area.
I already know, man. Goddamn, Looney Tunes online.
Yo, sexy. What's up, baby?
Welcome
to the show. I'm chilling. We got my boy up in Jersey,
Puma. Yeah, man, finna hit up all the nights, man. And my nigga Red Cafe in town, so finna get it real popping, man. The whole shakedown, we down here, man. It's going all the way down. Shout out to Philly Shine. Y'all follow me on goddamn Twitter, at Looney Tunes. Huh? You said what?
Hello.
Huh? If I give it too much, man, y'all follow me on Twitter at Lonetone LT1. Hit me up on Facebook, Lonetone and Squad DJs. I'm just fine. What's up, baby? Talk to me.
Looney.
I don't know where Honest went.
Honest probably accidentally hit the mute button and don't realize it.
Damn. I see it all there for nothing.
So what you went to, what you doing? You said you was in the what, the Heart Cafe?
Nah, we in the Harlem Nights. Down here in Harlem Nights in Atlanta.
Okay.
Downtown.
My nigga
Red Cafe, he got booked down here and shit, so down here fucking with that nigga, man.
All right. That's what's happening. Yeah, we gotta get to this topic question though. Okay.
We gotta ask all the new callers, and you know, we gotta ask Fanatic, we gotta ask Puma, we gotta ask DeMel, we gotta ask
Looney.
Hey, look, I'm gonna ask my question first, nigga. I don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. Who said that?
Like any length, any thickness, whatever. You don't get. That was Puma.
That was Looney Tunes. Well, yeah, well, shut up then. If you can't tell, if you can't take the heat, or you can't handle the truth, like, no. You can't.
I don't discriminate.
Man, been in Jersey for 6 weeks. I don't know. I might take a drink and something I have.
Oh, you gotta come down for my birthday, man. We having a big ass pool party in Mansion, man. You going out. It's sloppy up a cheese.
August 27th. I gotta come.
I gotta come down here.
Yes,
you gotta represent
us down there. What's up, Sonny? I appreciate that, man.
I got to come.
Mamina, welcome back to the show, beautiful.
What's up? Thanks for welcoming me back.
Yo, I miss you. Where you at, girl?
You're on the trolley, girl.
Oh, you gotta say hi to Chocolate Chip, too.
I'm going to bed.
Hi, Mina.
What's up?
Mina.
True, fella, what's good? You're telling me the truth this time, girl.
I'll tell you the truth if you admit the truth.
And then we have another caller, 917-767. Welcome to 30 Time Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, what's going on? DJ Sincere calling in from New York City, X-Squad East Coast President. What's going on, Honest Fire? Long time.
I know. I'm always calling y'all so you probably have too many calls you can't get to me.
Well, you know,
I was
no doubt. I was just calling talking to the CEO, rather, you know what I'm saying? So he gave us his number real quick. I said, well, I'm going to call in. I'm going to take the plunge tonight. I normally don't call in your show.
The accent.
First, you got to go in. You got to shout out what you up to, your Twitter, this website. You know how we show up on Philly Shine Radio. Stop playing.
No doubt. Well, you know, everything is Dirty Basement, Dirty Basement with no vowels. You can hit me on Twitter, DRTYBSMNT, Dirty Basement with no vowels. Same thing on Facebook, Dirty Basement Multimedia. You know, we're thinking about coming down to your neck of the woods and, you know, maybe doing a little something. So we got to see if we can hook up something, you know, with you.
Come. Can you come tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow? No, I don't think if I can make it tomorrow, but I know the CEO was telling me about an event that maybe we might want to put together, like, near the end of the month, you know what I'm saying, if that's good with you.
Come tomorrow.
I'm gonna call you. All right, well, I'm gonna see what I can do. But who's your co-host?
I got you. Oh, the co-host, plural.
Yeah,
and we got a special guest also, my girl Mina. But we got Truth Teller, and we have my girl Chocolate Chip rapping for the Latinas. We got the big girls. Sick girl.
What is that?
Hey, what's good?
Chilling. Chocolate Chip, where you from?
North Philly. One day, every day.
Okay.
North Philly.
North. We got North in the building, all crazy. Nina from North.
Yes, ma'am.
Chocolate Chip from North.
We gotta go online.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got a real
do
simple answer.
Do you like
answer.
Them skinny, thick, or fat? All
right, well, I got a real simple answer for your topic tonight. I got a real simple answer. And my answer is I like all the ladies that like me back. So if you're skinny and you like me back, then I like you too.
You're already the president. What do you like about the skinny girls? What do you like about the thick ones? What do you like about the fat ones? We want descriptions on you know.
Details.
All right. Well, quite honestly, I prefer the thick ones. I really don't like them skinny, and I really don't like them fat. You know what I'm saying? I prefer them kind of on the thick side. You know, nice shape. You know,
medium.
You know, gotta have a nice booty. You know what I'm saying? Gotta have a nice booty. I like a lady that has, you know, a nice pair of, you know, a nice pair of tits too. But you know what I'm saying? But if I had to choose between one or the other, I'd rather have a nice ass. Not too much gut though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta try to keep it kind of on the flat side. Not too much gut. I don't want to.
A couple of them.
Me too.
Yo, I had a couple of them. I had this one guy, right? He kissed me and he bit my tongue and I punched the shit out of him.
Who the fuck bites tongues? Look, see, yeah. He
yeah, that's weird.
That's
he was
old,
a fucking
yo.
Yo, we was making out and all of a sudden he just bit my tongue. I punched the shit out of him. I was like, bitch.
I don't like to get bit. Don't bite me.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Especially on my tongue. You can bite my arm a little bit, you know, nibble on my arm, nibble on the ass cheek.
Don't
bite my fucking tongue, bitch.
Don't use teeth at all. No. No.
That's
no.
Wild Wild Wednesday.
Yeah, no. This is a super sexy slippery.
No.
Super sexy Saturday.
Yeah, we changing it.
Yeah, Saturday needs to change. I don't know, because I don't have nobody's number I want to play on. I might want to play on somebody's phone, though. Fuck people right now. I think
play on somebody played on my phone today.
Somebody played on your phone?
Yeah, they were playing on my phone this morning. All morning.
Hold on, wait. Yo, I got this fake caller ID application on my phone. I'm trying to get it to work. If I can get it to work,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yo, my homie got me with that joint earlier today. That shit is hilarious. I should call him now so we can hook it up and start playing on people's phone. But, yeah, we got to say hi to Sabor. Nobody really said hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
welcome
exactly.
To Philly Sound
Video. Lay it on real thick and sexy for him. That's
what's
like,
up? What's up?
Come on,
Sabor. What you wear? Where your hands at?
On the phone.
Oh, damn. One is on the phone with the up.
You holding it nice and tight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Listen, all right, ladies. I didn't say get him around.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I like to see y'all treat him like that in person. A more Philly, Adama spotlight.
Oh, man.
You see me.
You would definitely see me.
I think we're going to corner you as soon as you come in.
Yeah,
I think that's
yeah.
We're going to stand with you.
Wait, which one is this?
Who
are we sandwiching this time?
This is Sabor. We're going to stand with Sabor.
I'll be part of the Oreo. So what you look like, right? So I know who I'm sandwiching.
I'll point him out. I'm just going to say get him.
She said I'm going to play him on microphone.
Yeah, I'm going to say get him. We're going to bring, like, oil and stuff. So,
yo. That girl be having them baskets with all the toys.
Yo. I always wanted to do that, though, like, with some real shit, like, just oil your body up and just have sex, you know what I mean? And just, like, just be
but
wouldn't
you be sliding all over the place and...
You ever did that?
Just in the back and sliding on. I don't think I can do that.
I said, you ever did that before?
I was on.
You asked me, man.
Truth teller.
Me, maybe.
No. Anybody?
Zero, yes.
You
yes.
ever did that? You did that before, Chaka
Chip? Yes. Yes, that's why you call me Chaka Chip.
Yes.
Oh, Chaka Chip is a big ass freak.
Let me find out.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I don't think she's a big ass freak. I think she a thick ass freak.
Oh. I'm in the closet.
Wait.
On Philly Shine. You know Lauren in the closet, your ass is wide open. That door has been busted the fuck open.
Wait a minute, we done busted open. What about you, Sabor? Have you ever,
We're going to switch with the topic now. I ain't even asking the topic you had, but have you ever, like, just had, like, baby oil and just widen and slipping and just whatever? I don't know.
Unless somebody whip you.
Yeah, we did that. Nah, I ain't need a whipping job.
All right. Will you call back me?
I'm going to call right back. I'm going underground, y'all. I love you.
I love you too, Mina.
Yeah, Mina.
Boy, I love you too.
No, you only love me. I'm jealous now.
Honestly.
Mina loves me. I know. But, so Sabor, what'd you say? You say you just only did. Oil, whatever.
Yeah, I did the oil thing.
Was it slippery?
Yeah, all these things got money. It's good. It's a different feeling on the body.
Is it?
Yeah, because, like, I could just, I got a real good imagination. I could just imagine.
It's
like,
a different feeling. Different feeling on the body. And,
the
woman's body, if her body is built right, then it's real good.
So her body's built right?
Yeah.
I think we go for it. We're going to have oil. First of all, we're going to have the shit tomorrow because we ain't never really had like a freak diamond spotlight. Diamond spotlight normally be about business, but we freaking out tomorrow. Philly Shine Diamond Spotlight tomorrow.
I'm bringing condoms. If y'all need condoms, I got them.
Yes. Bring the female and the male ones.
Oh, no, I got no female. I just got the male ones. I even got some extra larges. I got the flavored ones. I got licorice and kiwi strawberry.
Licorice? Ew.
Hey, yo, that's what they gave me.
You're going to have to get Del Block, too. I think you're going to get Del Block. He's cute. I remember I seen him the last show. I was like, who that? I was like, how you doing? Welcome to the show. We was like, I'm telling her. I was like, oh, give me a hug.
I don't think I ever seen him. Well, if I seen him, I probably didn't know who he was. Probably.
Yes, you did. You see street culture perform all the time.
No, I said, I probably didn't know. Like, I can't tell who's who.
Yeah,
there's
like
80
of y'all.
Hey, y'all, look, my son knocking on the door like a little rascal.
You should be sleep, damn it. That's just me talking like I'm
DHS.
Say what your car cards and leave me alone.
All right, I got you, Sabor. Don't be trying to run away just because we said we're going to corner you and shit.
No, I ain't running nowhere. I ain't running nowhere.
No, I think you're like that.
Yeah, you ain't never ran from a pussy. Damn sure ain't about to start running. Say so. Get money. Say no. That's what we had some fun. And we actually also got Mr. Anonymous on deck to call in tonight and talk that shit that he be talking. Yo. But the other day, it was going to be crazy. I think it was Tuesday, but the show cut off. I had two freak-ass dudes that was going to call, and Mr. Anonymous was saying some strange shit he did, but y'all know my memory's fucked up. But the other bull, his shit stood out to me because he liked for girls to fuck him in the ass and piss on him. Like, bullshit. I know, like, what the fuck? But he was saying that he had to stop doing it. I couldn't talk to him that long or whatever. He's one of my Facebook friends. I'm not going to say who because I don't know if he's going to say his real name when he call in or whatever. But, like, I told him his name is not necessary, but just call and tell us the story. He was like, he was letting girls pick on him and shit, but he had to stop because it would just turn out real bad for him. And I just want to know why. I should text him now.
Wait a minute.
I'm back.
He was peeing on her and she was getting turned on by it?
No. She was peeing on him.
Ew. She was peeing on him and he was getting turned on by it?
Yes.
That's a mess.
That's the R. Kelly shit.
That's nasty. I will beat the shit out of somebody who pee on me.
Don't even get into that because I got a story for that one too. That motherfucker talks to him, I'm coming, and he pissed at me. And I just like. I had to go to the bathroom. No, like it was a guy I've been dealing with. Wait, it was a guy I've been dealing with for years.
No, I had a nigga pee the bed before, and I was like, "What is you 12? Like, what the fuck?" But pee on me.
Yo, I freaked the fuck out. I jumped in the bathtub, washed up, got on my clothes, and got the fuck out of there. Then he gonna call me? Wait. The fucked up thing is, then he gonna call me? Like a week later, and going to tell her I feel a little twinge in my dick. I'm going to go get checked out. I think you should, too, because I think you gave me something.
TMI, true teller. TMI. We did not need to know that part of the story.
Hold on, wait. I got checked out. I ain't had shit. Yeah, I ain't had shit.
First of all, if I'm fucking somebody raw and you call me talking about you got a twinge, I'm going to fuck you up on GP because don't you dare try to all of a sudden be all unsure about what's going on with you because if we already fucking raw, you obviously somebody, it's important to me. I'm obviously not doing that shit with nobody the fuck else. And you say some shit, I'll black out, see?
When she blacks out, it's hard to control her, yo.
That's just disrespectful. Like, that's just like.
I cut him off.
Wait a minute.
I remember this. Like, spitting on somebody. I hate when they spit. I'm like, nigga, what is he doing?
I remember this one girl, she was like a little smut joint and shit. Like, I never understood why dudes would fuck a smut joint. Like, a girl that people know that was burning before, or she fucks everybody in the neighborhood or whatever. So,
curiosity. They curious.
Curiosity? That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. This one boy.
Curiosity. Yeah. If they fucked her, they done heard about the way she fucked. The fuck game must be.
I guess so, yeah. They want to be curious. So listen, this one boy, he go and fuck the girl, but he ain't use the condom. So he didn't use the condom. And we all downstairs. Listen, we all downstairs chilling and shit or whatever. So we all downstairs, and next thing you know, we just hear the door. We hear the door slam, and somebody run to the bathroom or whatever. It's like all this water running. So he's like, I'm itching. He was like, I'm itching. And she was like, you know, you just hear her cursing him the fuck out or whatever. And they was just like arguing. It was the most funniest shit ever.
Did he have anything?
I don't remember. Like, I stopped. I can't be around shit like that no more. Like, I don't remember the end of the story. Because, like, I stopped talking to both the motherfuckers. Like, y'all niggas is just done. Like, I can't take it. Actually, I stopped fucking talking to her because she was just extra corny and a liar and just a smut, and I can't take people like that. So, but no, yeah, after that story, I just was done because I'm a person that's going to just tell you you're dirty and that you're foolish, and 9 times out of 10, people don't want to hear that shit, especially if they live their life all reckless or whatever. So,
yeah, I just ditch myself for bullshit like that. I'm good, but I laugh at you and to your face, you know what I mean? So, just have to fuck people up. I leave them alone. Like, you have your little freak life because you can have fun without being dirty. Like, being dirty is just not necessary. I think gotta be responsible. Because yeah, like I said, like, why would you fuck the girl that you know is like out there raw and then complain? That's ridiculous.
Makes no sense. It doesn't.
No, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you. Y'all so sweet. But yeah, back to the freak talk. What about truth tellers? Have you ever got a chance to whip a man? Like, whip them?
Not with a whip, with my hand, though.
With your hand?
With my hand.
Like you spank them with your hand?
Yeah, man, I'm going to smack a man ass in a minute. If you can smack my ass, I can smack yours.
Hold on, wait.
I got to say something about the whole oil thing. You know why I never tried the oil thing? Because I might think that a man might get slick and try to slip his dick in my ass because it's slippery. Hell fucking no.
I would. I can't even tell y'all what I would do because once I do that shit, y'all be like, oh shit, she did it. Ain't nobody better not touch that shit. I mean that. Oh, no.
I get scared about that, so I wouldn't try that.
No. I don't know. I'm going to try to order shit. The motherfucker touch my ass in a minute. I'm going to call the gay police to come confiscate the motherfucker. I'm like, look, he is not in the pussy. He is fucking with my asshole. So please remove him. Yeah. I'm like, please.
I think if he wanted all the time, now that's gay. Now,
but
wait a minute.
I'm not into that. I don't want a man that's into that. I don't want it. So you do it to me, I'm gonna put you out there. I'm gonna be like, oh. I'm putting it on my Facebook, on my Twitter. I'm going to take a picture.
So if a man wants some anal with you, you're going to take a picture of him? If he just, like, wants one time of something different, that, you know, if he gets the pussy all the time and he wants some ass one day, you're going to take a picture
okay,
of
okay.
him?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think about anal. Okay, if
wait
it hurts to, let me hit the difference real fast, right? If it hurts to come out of my ass, I don't want shit to go up my ass. I care about anal. Let me do
first,
and if you
could
take it,
back.
I'll do it.
First of all, let me ask Miss Chocolate Chip.
Right. Okay.
So you like anal?
Yeah. But you know, I've been in serious relationships where I've been in a relationship more than 6 years. So
yeah.
I have done it. Yes, I have, and I do like it. You have to know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing and you've been my man for a couple of years, it's on. If it's you, nah, you can't get it. You a newcomer, you're going to play newcomer rules. Newcomer rules only get, you know, the torch child. That's it. Can't have nothing else. Sorry.
Yeah. I respect it. I knew it had to be a
catch to it.
Yeah. No, I knew it had to be a good reason. A good damn reason.
Definitely. But
that's
you gotta know what you're doing, and a lot of niggas don't know what they're doing. They think that that's the pussy. The pussy, no. Calm down, nigga. That's not the pussy. It's not. And I actually have came from that. Yeah, a good experience. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody told me about an anal orgasm.
Yeah. So people tell me like it's good, but just me, I'm not into it. And then like especially if like you said, like you somebody we only been. Just kicking it or just, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, hell no, that's special. That's special.
Yeah.
That's not for every fucking body.
Not at all. All I know is, back in the day, on love with my baby father, you know what I mean? We tried it a little bit, and it was not going down at all. Like, talk about feeling like your whole body is ripped in half.
My ex tried it, and he ripped the top of my ass, and I said, hell fucking no fucking more.
Wow. Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. But you think I say, my ass says exit only in and around front, motherfuckers.
See.
If you want to do it to me, I got to do it to you first.
I don't know.
People on the line are a little silent about it.
How do you feel about it, Savoy, like, anal?
So how do I feel about anal?
Yeah, huh? Do you like to fuck the girl's anal cold, too? Do you know what you're doing back there?
I did it before, you know what I mean? But I don't want to suggest it. I mean, it ain't a cool thing. I mean, because you got some girls that like it, so they'll tell you to do it. And if it's your first time, you'll try it. I mean, but I don't really suggest it.
Well, wait, I heard somebody actually say that one time that they actually shitted on them.
Ew.
Yeah, I've heard actually a couple of times.
I mean, most likely that's probably it's going to happen because when she have her orgasm, I mean, that's going to happen at the same time. And it depends
really?
On the size of
not
the,
for me?
I guess on the size of the
not
creature,
for me.
Too. Like, I
don't
feel
like not for me.
That's how
I guess
feel.
It
like,
just depends
girl,
on the size of the person, too.
Like, yeah, if you need to take a shit, don't be trying anal sex because if you want to take a shit,
definitely got to clean out your system. I have never had that problem.
That's a thing, girl. Like, you just start thinking, like, oh, shit, how the fuck did she end up shit on? I'm like.
Bitch, you shit on me.
We all got quiet and shit. Just like that's worse.
It's nasty.
Peeing in the person.
Yeah, but they said if it's the first time, that's gonna happen.
That's not likely. That's a myth. Like dicks, and like they say, all black men got big dicks, not all black men got big dicks.
I have to agree. I have to agree. I really have to agree.
You have to agree?
Because like I said, we're going back to the first topic that I came in on. Fat men have small dicks. So if you're a fat black man, you got a small dick. Now show me a fat man with a big dick, and that'll be something totally different.
I've been with fat men. I ain't never seen a big dick. Some fat men, but I ain't never seen a big dick. I'm gonna be honest.
I can't even get with a fat man because if your stomach and my ass is huge as shit. So with a big stomach, your stomach cannot sit on my ass. It just won't work.
I like chunky men. I don't know. I like when
not fat.
But I really don't like
not bigger
men.
Than
that's
big.
The first topic.
Because I'm big. I don't want no motherfucker bigger than me, big ass me, or bigger than me. So that shit ain't gonna work. We're gonna sit down, enjoy your meal together.
You're
talking.
I can't do that. I like them thick like me. I guess I like thick men. Like I'm thick. I like them thick like me. I like them to have a nice, what is it, chest? Because I got a nice chest, so it got to be even to mine. Like I said earlier, it got to be able to hold double D. As long as they can hold a double D on their chest, then we good. We rocking it all night.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Strong, cross shoulders. Nice.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I
was saying. It gotta be even
Steven. Yeah, I would say you gotta have somebody that's like, what you wanna say, like, got that, you know what I mean, that body, like when he press you, pick you up or whatever, like you can feel him and
yes.
You know, around him.
Yes. See.
Yes. Does
a C
mean yes?
Yes.
What does
C mean? I see means like that. Yes. I see.
Well, okay. Yeah. Yes. I see.
And I'm short, but I like them tall. I don't know what's wrong with me. But you know what I've learned in my lifetime? I used to put off short men thinking they had small dicks. Girl, I was wrong. I was so wrong.
I remember this one boy. I forget what happened. Like, he was so fly. Like, I think I was, like, 19 or 18 when I was dating him or whatever. Like, we were so cool. We got along so bad. But just the one night we killed each other in this house, he got on my fucking last nerve. So never got a chance to mess with him, but then as I was leaving, like, you know how you sometimes get a guy violent or whatever, and I just, like, saw it through his teeth. I'm like, damn, I'm too stubborn to forget this big motherfucker, like, fuck it, like, dude. Like, I was just so stubborn, like, man, fuck him, he ain't gonna do shit about it, I ain't doing shit about it. But that was like, you know, when we were younger. Like, now, if I want something, I don't care if I'm right or if he right or if I'm wrong or he wrong. If you're important to me, I'm not going to, you know, let you go. But when I was young, I let him go. I wonder what would have happened.
I have a question. Chocolate Chip, how tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you,
me?
Chocolate Chip?
4'8".
Yay, you make me feel good, yay. Somebody shorter than me, yay.
You don't know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I know who I'm talking to.
Oh, I was about to tell you, I was sitting outside Moon Creek all night. Like,
yeah, but I had them five inch heels on. So I was still looking tall to her, but when she see me tomorrow, she's going to be like, oh, yeah, you short.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wear heels, remember?
No, you can't wear heels. We know what happened in the door.
I can't wear heels. No, she didn't even know who's broke. No, I broke my foot.
When?
I broke my ankle.
When?
Last Saturday.
Sabora, Chocolate Chip broke her ankle. You got to make sure
that
she broke
small,
okay?
I'm
going to tell you, Chocolate Chip, well.
Sabora?
Huh?
I was saving a hoe.
She was saving a hoe.
She was falling. She was fucked up. And I wasn't as fucked up as she was. So she had some killer heels on, too. And she was tripping. And I went to hold her up. And I'm the one that fell. And my shoes went bye-bye.
And your ankle said it went to the other side.
Yeah, exactly. And I had some 5-inch heels that night, too.
Were they silver like the ones you had on?
No, they were a different color. That night I had some black ones with some buckles on them. I love you. I'm a fanatic when it comes to them, and I love you.
Yeah, that's
all.
Now
I'm a little upset at the fact I can't wear them, so now I got to be in little flats for a little bit.
I got these sexy-ass BCBG shoes. Oh, my goodness gracious. I only wore them, like, twice, I think. They is just, like, so ready. I think I'm going to wear, like, a gown tomorrow. I'm wearing a gown, like, I'm coming through. Wearing my gown, my new shoes, my hair.
Hold on, wait. Can I tell Chocolate Chip something for a second?
What? I was talking about my fucking titties.
I was trying to say something before, but, you know, you cut me off.
Are big now, and I want to
talk
about
why big titties.
Okay. My titties grew. So I have tits and ass now. So,
yay.
Go ahead.
Remember the exercise they used to do when you were sick? They said, I must increase my breast. Remember that exercise?
I must increase my breast.
Remember Jim Cash? You don't remember the breast?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
okay, but I don't know how y'all were streets when that girl was on. I don't know. I think I missed that one. Yeah, but wait. Let me get this out because everybody's going to be surprised. Well, we be in the same boat, Chocolate Chip, because I got to wear a half splint on my foot. So I've been walking around with a blue shoe for like the last past 2 weeks.
Wow. That's a shame.
So, you know, I still be trying to wear one cute shoe. I'll be wearing one cute shoe.
Make sure you are walking at level and you're not tripping and falling.
No, because the blue shoe be all tall.
And listen, oh, shit. First of all, we ain't got no insurance at Mill Creek. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie in the building. I see you ain't pressed one, but I'm still opening up your mic. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Welcome to the show. What's your name tonight, Mr. Anonymous, Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Fantastical, Mr. Hold My Butt Cheeks.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shawn Radio. You remember Truth Teller? And I got my other new co-host representing for the Latinas, Chocolate Chip, in the building.
Hola.
Miss Anonymous.
Hey, what's going on,
y'all? Yeah? Shit. We talking about Diamond Spotlight. Happy birthday to my boy EA. Back to Basics World Rant TV.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
And then we gotta start counting down my birthday. My birthday, July 27th. What you getting me, Mr. Anonymous?
Shit. What you getting me for mine?
When your birthday?
It already passed. You ain't even show
when
up.
What was it? You ain't tell.
April 29th.
I was trying to give it to you. I called you. You ain't even. I had a lot for you. I'll give it to you tomorrow.
What y'all got planned for the weekend,
though? He'll be all right. Well, you know, we got Diamond Spotlight, first Sunday, fireworks edition, tomorrow in Mill Creek. It's going to be extra sexy, birthday celebration, live performances, pop artists and such. We're going to be having extra bag of condoms because we're going to be freaking all crazy at the show, and I'm a participate. We're gonna be sandwiching people all night. I got a big ass,
And if I feel like sandwiching you, being honest is going to sandwich you. So, you know, y'all get ready.
And I'm putting people in my chest so they can motorboat me because I have breast nail.
Yo, I swear, it's like, no, some serious shit. Anybody show up the Diamond Spotlight with some free shit, just know I got a neon pink 12-inch dildo and a purple vibrating hard dildo. I'm going to have right at the door with me.
That's my favorite color, pop pink.
Thing. So, you've seen it. How people don't fuck with me, they gonna get fucked.
She will smack you with it.
Yeah, I think I'll be hanging with Truth Teller on that day.
Truth Teller be grabbing people.
Yeah.
You know, Truth Teller gonna be sober, so she might be good.
Hang with Truth Teller, and then I'm gonna be right behind y'all with the camera because it's going to be really good footage.
I can't
wait. Truth Teller going to be sober. Truth Teller ain't going to be freaky tomorrow night. She's going to be sober.
Yeah, she's lying. I'm going to have the camera on standby. We're real close by.
But we got to ask you the topic question tonight.
Oh, well, just to get one of the questions out of the way, yes, I will let any of y'all with me.
You know what? That's not the topic question.
Oh, no. It said plus in the text message, so I thought, you know.
Okay, what about the other topic question?
Where you, wait a minute, no. Where you at right now? Because we in whipping mood. Ain't you want to whip somebody chocolate chip?
Yeah, I want to whip somebody. Can I whip you?
Yeah, it's 200 left Washington Square.
Stay in Washington Square. You don't know. I used to go to doctors there. This used to be my doctor's over there in 600 Washington Square. So I know exactly where it's at.
I'm right at St. James.
I want to get a paddle though. One of them paddles. It's this chocolate chip on it.
Oh shit!
Wow.
Oh shit. That's going to get crazy. Y'all got my imagination going, oh, shit. Y'all is going to get real
crazy. Every time I whip you, you got to say something freaky.
Oh, shit, now.
You're like, say something else, my son. Shit. That's hot.
Yes, how many? Yes, because,
oh, shit, she a dominatrix. Oh, shit, now I'm scared. Hold on, what?
Well, all right, and then the main topic question, do you like them skinny, thick, or fat?
Define that question. You're talking about, like...
Do you like your women skinny?
No.
Do you like them thick? Do you like them fat?
I don't know. It kind of depends. It kind of depends on how the person likes. Because I dated overweight girls before. I mean, or heavy set girls, however you want to put it.
Fat girls.
Well, I didn't date some fat girls. That was cute. I dated some skinny girls. That was cute. And then I, you know, seen some skinny girls that was not so cute. And I seen some overweight girls not so cute. Thick girls. I really prefer thick women for some reason.
Wait. First of all, which one do you prefer, though? What is your?
I just said thick.
She said thick.
You know, not too skinny, not too big, I guess. Like right in the middle. So I guess that would be thick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Probably
so
a
thick,
little
yeah.
thinner than thick. Mm-hmm. Probably a little thinner.
Yeah,
I'm
just almost at the edge of thick now. I'm like almost to being thicker instead of just being thick.
Yeah, here we go.
Because, yo, I haven't worked out in probably, like, 2 months. Like, 2 months. Fuck working out.
You gotta work her out.
Yeah, you gotta help me out. Yeah, you gotta help me out.
I'm starting to put on a few pounds. I gotta help myself out.
We can help each other.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because
It's been crazy.
Get the whip ready.
I'm gonna confess something to y'all. I thought I was having like a miraculous pregnancy. I'm like, hold up. What's going on? My titties are growing. Like, what the fuck? Am I pregnant? What's going on? Like, what the hell? How far along am I? I was tripping all the way until I got to the doctor. And they was like, oh, you're negative. I was like, really? I was like, all right.
I'm just
sick. Yo, I just got bigger a little bit. All that damn steak. I cook too good, man. I need to stop cooking.
You need to cook for me.
I'll cook for you, babe. You come eat my share, because I'll be making like freaking like 3-course meals 3-4 times a day. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
wow.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna give birth to Jesus, but I don't have Jesus in me.
I thought I was gonna have a God child.
No. No, my.
All right, so being a person, I wasn't on here when y'all said y'all topic question. Can y'all like go around the room? Well, around the line.
Oh yeah, go ahead, truth teller. You go first. You like them?
Okay.
Skinny.
I like them thick. I can't do too skinny because you know it ain't nothing to grab one to. Can't do too fat because the stomach is in the way of my big ass, so I have to say thick.
Yeah, she got a reason.
Go ahead, your turn, Chocolate Chip. I like all three because a skinny boy, you know, he can hit it any, you know, he can get anywhere he want to get. He can get sideways or whatever, and he got the energy. The thick boy I just prefer because I like, because I'm thick, so thickness is there, so I can lay up heavy, nicely. And a fat boy, he got the motion in the ocean, so it's good.
She like, it's all good.
It's all good.
So if that's the case, I can let myself go now.
I like a man, you know what I mean? That's like husky too. Like,
yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? You gotta be. I can't be with no little like whip dude. I married a little whip dude, and I used to fuck him up. You know what I mean? Like. I would whoop his ass. He got out of line. I had my boys beating the fuck up. And from that day, I was like, I can't be with nobody who I can get fucked up. You know, I got to hit my man. I'm like, yo, man, I'm not gonna have anybody fuck you up because you're too big and I love it. Like, you know what I mean? I want a man to make me scared to do anything to him because I'm crazy. I mean, niggas be like, bitch, if you try to break my shit, I'm going to break your neck. I'm like, all right. I'll stay out of jail. You stay out of jail, you know.
I need a man to scare me a little bit. I'm not going to.
What'd
you say?
I'm going to put this shit down. There you go.
What'd you say?
A man is tell you, bitch, I'm the fucking man. Get it? Got it? Rise it. Right. Take my piece and how you want it.
Take my piece. I like it rough.
How you want it?
Yeah.
Say that way backwards. What you want? What you want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like the piece. How you want it?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, if I get my mind wrapped around doing something, you know what I mean? And I feel like I can accomplish it. I'll just do it just because. And I'm be like, I can say I did it. But, you know, like the guys that are just, you know what I mean, bigger, you can't do all that shit. And then my last boyfriend was 6'7". You know, after I got married, I was with a dude that was 6'7". I wasn't trying no shit with him. He wouldn't, you know, he used to be like, even if I would pretend to threaten him, he would just look at me like, you ain't gonna do shit. And just like when he said it, like he had some respect for me. Like, so he helped me calm down a lot too. So thanks. Shout out to all the big husky men who helped me.
Shout it out.
Me.
Yes, shout it out.
You know what I mean? He kind of rounded me out a little bit.
calm down my little craziness and.
Maybe I just need one of those 6'7". What was it? All I ever heard was someone about my stature, maybe 5'5" or whatever. You know, I've been with them 6'7", but I never had a man like for say that that was my man. That I could say, that's the man.
Nah.
I need somebody to lay down the law.
make my food. And I'd be like, okay. You know, because, yeah, I never really heard that. And then, like, my baby father, he's big and husky and shit. But I could tell him, go kill all the people on the corner, and he would do it. Like, I'd be like, well, bring me back 80 cupcakes or 10 caramels or, like, whatever. Like, I could sit down. Don't go out. What the fuck I say? Like, I used to smack him up, too.
So, in other words, you had a bitch.
Nah, he wasn't a bitch. He was just, we were just, like,
it was his
ghetto love. You know what I mean? You know that, like, I would do every and anything for him, and he would just do every and anything for me, and whenever he was out of pocket, he got slapped. Yeah, because I remember one day, we was young and shit. Y'all remember the dollar parties and shit or whatever?
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't go or whatever. I was supposed to, but he just went to the party. And then my phone blows up because everybody, like, he has some girl on his lap or whatever, all crazy all night or whatever. So I'm like, I made his dinner, I think, and he came over. So I'm like, what happened at the party or whatever? I'm like, what's up with Miss Lightskin or whatever all over you all night? So he was like, man, she was just giving me a lap dance. I said, shit out of him. Like, what are you talking about?
Lap dance. Really? A lap dance, though?
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah, really? Like, yeah, so, you know, shit like that. You get sweat. It was one time I got choked, but I ain't going to talk about that story.
No, go ahead. Talk about that story.
Shut up. No.
Tell me later.
It's like, no, yeah. You know, women, again, you know, I used to be crazier back in the day. So I would say all types of crazy shit out my mouth or whatever. So, you know, one day I'm like, I forgot what he did. Anyway, he pissed me off. So I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm taking my son. Fuck you. All this, you know, all that other shit or whatever. I'm like, you're not taking my son nowhere. I'm like, that's not your son. That's my son. He like, he looked just like me or whatever. And I was like, yeah, he looked just like another nigga I was fucking too.
Damn.
I know, right? Yeah, so.
Wow.
That's one thing you don't tell a nigga.
I'm surprised he ain't grip you up then.
He did. And then, like, I instantly turned, apologetic and just...
Oh, baby, I was just fucking with you. I was just saying that to make you mad.
Yeah, you know, but you know how a person's so mad they can't even talk no more. All you hear is like, and you're gripping you up and shit. So I was just like, calm down. I'm sorry. You know, I'm lying. Like, I'm not good at lying. Yeah, I was choked before. You never put his hands on me again. Like, and it didn't really hurt. Like, he just had to do something. Like, if he wasn't going to wimp, if he just let me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he wasn't a bitch.
Far
from a bitch.
Far.
Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, 3 o'clock, I'll be around.
I'll be talking to nobody else while you on my show.
You got phones and shit. You're talking to us and talking to somebody else.
That's rude. That's cool. Shout out to everybody listening in on the show. If you want to join in on our talk chat, we're talking about freak shit. Diamond Spotlight, Mill Creek. Tomorrow's going down.
Down.
Couple of times
down.
One.
The red, white, and blue.
Yo, I was just talking about you earlier, Mr. Anonymous, because I know you had some freak ass shit you was going talk about with us and shit. I told you we was ready, but
all talk and everything else wasn't ready. I think I fell asleep. It was, like, crazy or whatever. But we got to set that up. We got to,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we got to have a nice tell-all episode where we need you to tell us your deepest, darkest, freakiest fantasy to fucking experience. So
we should come up on confession hour.
Hey, yo, did the boy ever call in?
No, he called me. I missed it. I just texted him and shit, but maybe he on vacation doing some freaky shit or whatever.
What I'm missing?
The piss boy and the boy that liked the girl to fuck him in the ass.
Oh, why couldn't I catch that episode? Yo.
I had a girlfriend that her husband used to like for while they were doing sex. He used to like for her to stick a brush in her in his ass.
A brush.
That's
crazy.
In his ass.
That is gross.
Every time they before he used to climax, she says he used to beg her to stick a brush in his ass. That nigga gay.
I was watching some kind of sex shit on this channel I got on my TV, and they said that it's not gay for a man to get a dildo up his ass because a woman can fuck a man up the ass because it stimulates them some kind of way to make them orgasm. I don't understand it. I really don't. But it was sex experts saying this shit.
Well, any man that wants something to stick up their ass, I don't want to be with.
And it was married couples doing that shit, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be with.
I used to know this chick that used to masturbate, but what she used to do is, it's like, you know, them little plastic, like, handcuffs, like, if you get, like, like, if a cop is arresting you, before they arrest you, like, they're just restraining you, they put them little plastic things around your arms. She used to put it around her neck. Yeah, she used to pull it around her neck a little bit, kind of, like, cut off her airways and masturbate.
Ew.
Take it to the extreme.
How the fuck she get that shit off? Because she going to pass out and shit.
I don't know how the fuck she got. I never saw her do it. I'm just saying. That's what she said.
But, yeah, people do that shit.
And the other hand, she be playing with herself.
Yeah, people do that shit. They like that asphyxiation makes you come hard or whatever or something. I don't know.
I ain't trying to pass out.
Not trying to get oxygen to my brain or something.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. But no,
that's a new level of sex that I ain't ready for.
Yeah, I ain't got time.
I got children.
I ain't got time. That shit was on the my TV show. I like Nip Tuck and shit. The boy fucking like a belt around his neck and shit and jerked off. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Who is that? The actor died like that.
Oh, for real?
What's his name? David Cassidy.
I don't know who that is. That is not a name.
that's the old dude. He was an old dude with white hair. A white dude with white hair.
He used to come out in country movies and stuff like that.
Some of them. He played in that show Kung Fu, The Legend Continues, and old shows from back in the day.
Oh, weird.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, but that old man, they found him in India while he was on the set of a movie. He was in India with a belt tied around his neck and around his dick, hanging in his private.
I need to do extra shit. Just to bust a nut is the day I'ma just scoop my pussy out and just donate it to somebody. Like,
I'm gonna donate it to somebody.
Like, honey, somebody take this, send it to you because my motherfucking ass done with it. Like,
because I'm not trying nothing new besides dick. Like, I tried the dildo, don't work. You know, we've been established 8 years ago, but I like to collect them. Shout out to my girl Lisa J, Toy Diva. She always got all those toys.
I got a bunch of toys.
Her mama. Her mama.
No, Lady Diva is the mama. That's the
oh,
mama.
But what's the daughter name?
I forget. That's something with an S.
Okay.
Her, no,
yeah, she was rubbing the body butter on me, and she's like, "Go ahead, let them sniff you."
Freak shit, see?
Then you can lick the butter.
It's
lickable.
I don't think she's gonna be there tomorrow.
Hmm. Are you serious?
So
it's fun to be around her.
I know she's so amazing. She keeps the party like, you know, sexual. She got the little toys in the corner,
mm-hmm.
and people could just buy the toys and then take it to their car, and, you know.
Or play with them right there.
Play with them right there. Get on stage, you know.
Masturbate. I got me a dick. I bought me a dick. Watch me deep-throat this dildo.
Tell me stop.
You don't got to have a dick to buy a dick. What? You can't buy a pussy. You can.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yo, hey,
you
wait, have y'all ever been
around? Like, you can carry a dildo around.
Oh, the boy, have y'all ever been to Condom Kingdom on South Street?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, I think everybody been there.
Yo, I went in there for the first time. I was 16. I lied and said I was 18, yo. I was like, wow. I was just amazed at everything they had in there.
Shout out to the 954 number in the building listening in. I gotta at least find out what's your name, where you calling from. 954-665. Welcome to Felicia on Radio. What's your name, where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Your voice sounds familiar. What's your name? Who this?
And this G Bang, man.
Huh?
This G Bang.
Oh, okay. You live in Miami, right?
Yeah, but I'm in Philly now.
Oh, you in Philly now?
Yeah.
Oh, you planning on coming through Diamond Spotlight tomorrow?
Huh?
Are you planning on coming through Diamond Spotlight tomorrow?
We lost the caller. We lost. He called in a couple times before.
Okay.
Oh, shit. He probably on you, Truth Teller.
That ass.
Truth Teller.
I ain't Bobby.
Like, oh, Taco Tip. Like, he got to come for me, too, motherfucker.
Hold on.
That was me.
Listen. It's definitely been a pleasure tonight, ladies and fellas. You know, fellas, bring that extra spice. You got to come out to show, Mr. Anonymous, because I know you got some more shit. Because you go too many places, too much, and I'm sure.
Yeah, like, I never made the night, like, one of your parties. I really got to come through.
Yeah.
Check
y'all
out.
Yeah, exactly.
I will be at the door.
Yeah, Truth Teller frisk. Truth Teller will frisk you at the door. So.
Oh, that's cool. As long as she let me in for free.
Oh.
As long as you let me know who you are. You got to let me know who you are.
Yeah, because you can't.
All right, well, I'm going to have a big question mark right there on my shirt.
I'm not guessing nothing.
Hold up, that is retarded. that is retarded. You're retarded?
Wow, I'm gonna have a silhouette on my shirt then. How about that one?
A silhouette? If it ain't of a dick, I don't want to see it.
Oh, shit. Hello.
Yeah.
You is
hot.
Okay.
Yo, would y'all believe I'm sitting on my porch talking this shit?
Yeah, we believe it. Well, you believe I'm sitting in my, what are these? My Hello Kitty little short and little blue
little baby too.
It's all sad.
Sick.
My fucking ass is just big as shit. I'm about to measure it. Last time I measured it was 50 inches. That was a while ago.
If yours is 50, wait, if it's 50 inches, I don't want to measure mine.
Yo, I remember my ass used to be 60 inches around. Like,
I got a little ass. My ass is not that big. It's out there.
You want some of mine? You want some of mine?
I think I'm good because I got a right size of tits and a right size ass. I'm leveled. I'm leveled.
I've been trying to get rid of my ass.
Yo,
I took over my word. You know, I can't have no more ass and I can't have no more titties because then I won't be leveled right. I'll be falling over.
Where is,
I ain't got less
I'm
ass.
I think I got to buy a measuring tape because I think I'll set my dead house. But yeah, this joint is getting real big. I wonder how big it is. I wonder, do guys just measure their dick and just know, like, how big it is or whatever?
Yes, they
do.
All men measure their dick. All men measure their dick. Don't you measure, Miss Anonymous, I know you measured your dick. How big is your dick?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, I don't even know how to put that out there.
How big is
what? Don't be shy now, motherfucker.
That's a little...
Is it five? Is it six and a half? What? Three and two and a quarter. Is it four? Is it one?
No, it's
a pinky.
It's about
is it a
it's
pinky?
A little bigger than a one and not too much of a five. So it's probably like a three and a half.
Wait. I got something to say. Is that three and a half round?
See, that's not even that big. That's not even big at all.
That's
three,
you
can't do much with it.
I think, like, the last time I measured myself, like, really measured myself, I had been about, like, 15 years old.
Oh, even, well, that's the same.
But I told you they all do it. He did it when he was 15, see? I have four brothers. I know them niggas measure they dick. They be like, hold up, let me see how big it is today. This bitch got that big dick. Let me measure
how big it is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I wanted to know, do them pumps actually work?
Who? Oh, the penis pumps? Yeah, pumps, because it works. Because what it does is it sucks and it puts more pressure on it, like, or whatever, make it bigger. Yeah, you'll need a penis pump, some extend pills, a drawn from the...
I actually tried those extends.
Did it work?
I don't think them Johns like really like do a difference. Like, I was going my normal time.
Aww.
And I was popping them things like M&M's.
No, Extends is not like Viagra. Extends makes
No, I know what it is. Like, I got like a free little sample of it. Like 10 pills and you try it out for like 10 days.
And
you do no different.
He probably grew like 2 centimeters and don't realize it.
Yeah, you gotta keep measuring
it
so you can know your progress. You know?
But is it fat? Is it a fat 3 1/4 inches or what? Like, is it just a little pecker picker thing? Like,
realistically, I'm like pushing like 9, I would say, roughly.
Okay.
So a normal size.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoa, I never lied. You're 9 inches.
No,
three
sounds
good. 9 inches
small.
With 3 inches thick. That sounds juicy right there.
Oh, three inches thick? That's still not a lot. You know how much an inch is? It's like 1, 2,
no,
three.
No, he said he was 9 inches big, 3 inches thick. That's work.
3 1/2 inches thick.
That's work. I can work with that.
That ain't nothing.
That's enough.
Yeah, that must be
truth-telling,
being like that.
I want to feel it, you know.
That's true-teller talking like that? No, that was talking to. Wait, what you mean talking like what? No,
first
I mean, she was just like, it ain't nothing, you know, just popping in.
Yeah, that was me. Because my ex, BD, was 11 and a half, 12. Woo!
kind of shit right there.
Yes.
His old ass was a dancer.
I've had a 13 before. So, you know.
Matter of fact, if y'all, hold on, wait, did y'all ever see that Real Sex episode with the dancers from Philly?
No.
Yo, they had a Real Sex episode with the dancers from Philly. My BD best friend was featured on that show. It was crazy. No, he just think he was the king of the world because one day, right, I had forgot what he looked like because I only seen him like once, right? And I only went to one of my BD shows. So I was like, yo, don't I know you? And he's like, oh, but you want to get an autograph from me because you see me on Real Sex and da-da-da-da-da. They were like, I ain't that type of person. And y'all just can't keep walking up to me asking me for an autograph. And I looked at him like, now I know where I knew you from. Motherfucker, you my BD best friend. Why the fuck would you even talk to me like that? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. These girls just keep walking up to me. I'm just tired of it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You can get on my nerves and shit like that. Like,
dude really got famous off
of
Real Sex.
Yeah, like, but even so, if you're a stripper, why would you get tired of being recognized? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's any more money. He probably don't even strip no more. He probably got fired.
No. That motherfucker, it ain't that he got fired. That motherfucker old. He got AIDS.
Ew.
Like, he was going around giving people AIDS. Yeah, I hope
Are
that motherfucker
serious?
Died.
Oh, shit, y'all need to hang around some
shit out here.
A different class
serious?
Of people then.
His name is Vader. Dark Vader.
Vader? Dark Vader.
Dark Vader.
Oh, shit,
yeah,
I've seen him on a flight
before.
That motherfucker got AIDS.
Damn, he really do?
The old ass dark dude.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Huh?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he gonna say my BD name.
Men are cocky, especially when they got big dicks. They cocky as motherfuckers though. They cocky.
Yo, Chocolate Chip, you probably know my BD, but I don't think he's stripped. I don't think he's stripped no more. Old ass.
Wow.
My BD like 51 now. Yeah, y'all got old ass BD.
I don't know no 50
year old. Birthday today.
Who birthday?
I don't know who birthday it is today. My girl Mutta. Shout out to Michael Marbury. Shout out to my boy Daryl Big Brass, one of the hottest fucking rappers in Philly. But Philly Blake, it's your birthday. I love you. Oh, happy birthday. I know he's not probably even in Philly. That's my fucking nigga right there. He's so fucking cool. Look at this. Happy birthday to you. Well, he one of the people who, like, first supported my radio show. Appreciated music. So professional, girl-ass nigga. And Mother Smalls will be in the building tomorrow. Diamond Spotlight is going down. It's going down, still down.
I need to be drunk tomorrow.
I thought half of y'all be drunk tonight.
Not at all.
Not at all.
First of all, I'ma be
sound like y'all had a pretty boring Saturday night.
No, see, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. Wait. And this seems crazy. They got a show coming up with a Tina Turner impersonator. That'd be dead. Like, Tina Turner impersonator?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That just sounds crazy as shit, though.
She better have the head down, Peck.
What?
Oh, out of control.
She slapped that shit back and forth. That's gonna be crazy. But I'm gonna go my come through this work. I hate the rotunda though. That place sucks. I don't know. Fuck it, I'm not gonna complain though. I ain't going. That's just crazy though. But at the same time, tomorrow is going down. Diamond Spotlight, Little Creek, 42nd and Chester. Doors open up at 8 p.m. Show starts like 9:30, 10 o'clock. It's going to be crazy. I got 16 artists set to perform and do their thing. I got special guest performances coming through, hosted by Big O, C. Diesel. You know, he's the funniest, saddest fuck. I love him so much.
Yes.
He's going to be through representing for the skinny bitches, white skin bitches, all that shit. She's doing her fucking thing, so fly, so banging. And also special guest host and performance from Power 99's Uncle O. Y'all know he be doing his thing with his little music, doing his thing. Appreciate it. You coming through, showing love to EA. It's your birthday party. I'm going to have a cake for you. It's going to be so much love. Shout out to everybody up to him. EJ, High Class Barbie, Lumber Family. Shout out to Fayette Family. Well, BBF, shout out to my boy Rosie. He's performing. Middles coming through. We got Dottier. We got Barrel of the Beast, New World Order, Mudda, Driz, GB coming through repping for the ladies. Niche Buck, Meek 46th Street, Chocolate Chip will be in the building. Selena, shout out to Truth Teller. Shout out to everybody at the door. Big B. Fucking love you, Jack, the shit, the star made, so beautiful. Y'all gotta come fucking here. Just the most gorgeous thing in the world. Beautiful smile, big titties. You know, you can't ask for more. Fucking, this is gonna be crazy tomorrow. Happy birthday to EA. Shout out to King.com, Performance, Tom Picks, Cashback. New World Order, like I said, Black Block coming through representing Corey Wim, IMENT, Bull Eye, special guest appearance, like I said, BBF, High Class Barbie, and Ace McCloud, music by DJ Dougie D, or somebody else. Maybe you better come on time. I'm not playing. Not playing. We're going to talk about something. I'm going to be late. No, you're not. You're not going to be late. You know what I mean? You're not
going
to be late. So,
it's fashion to be late.
I'm, no. It just won't be paid. Like, that's just how it goes there. We're going to have some fucking fun. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to Blood Money, E&T. I fucking love y'all. Welcome to the oil. I had to put in my request for y'all to have this shit played. I wanted to see the beat. Definitely got so much love for y'all all fucking day. Forever, always.
Yeah, man.
Nothing. Yes.
Yeah. We need our shirts, though.
What'd you say?
We need our shirts.
Yeah, we're going to get it popping. Then I got more extra free time and shit. Then I got free extra time on my joint. Yo, shout out to all of Blood Money. I'm tagging them to the fucking, to the flyer right now as I see. Y'all are fucking sick. I love you all. Like, just crazy how much love I got for you. IRS, AK, shout out to my boy, Nonfiction, everybody, Pure Punishment, Sugar Babe, Bro, freaking AK, I showed you, welcome back home to you, my boy, Stro in the building. It's going to be real crazy tomorrow. Like, who else am I forgetting? Like, man, Crazy Cake. It's going to be crazy. Like, oh, L.A. Brown's going to be coming through. He's been filming his video. I'm actually featuring on the songs they're doing. Representing for the block. Y'all already know Southwest in my blood. Love my block. Got to say thank you to you ladies for joining me on the show. Truth Teller, my thanks, thank a boo. My chocolate chippy boo.
Yours.
Yeah. And everybody who's still chilling with us, I still got your mic open to board. I'll see you tomorrow on your camera. And Mr. Anonymous, you in Philly, stop fucking playing.
come through tomorrow.
Yeah, you said 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's when doors open.
I think I can stop by tomorrow.
Yeah, when you come at 8 o'clock, that's when it might just be me, you, and Truth Teller, and Chocolate Chip. So.
Yeah,
that'd probably be the perfect time. I'd probably come like 8 o'clock, stay probably about an hour.
8 o'clock. See, like, you ain't going to see nothing if you just stay an hour. You got to see.
Oh, then I should come in, like, I should come out, like, 10?
No, come
like
at 8 o'clock. No, shut up.
Tell me, like 8 o'clock, and you got to stay there because we're going to lock you in the bathroom and rape you.
Then I ain't got no choice.
We'll do no such thing to you. It's safe. You're safe. You got to tell him he's safe so that he can really come. And then we just do the stuff that we want to do to him. You didn't hear that part that I just said, you know.
I'm just a truth teller. I just tell the damn truth. I'm just going to rape you. Fuck it. I don't know what they're going to do.
I'm
going to slap you with the plastic dick.
Oh, yo, since everybody on here, like, I actually need, like, a reference singer, a good reference singer. So...
Oh, yeah,
you gotta holler at Steven, my sister, she got that shit. Hold up, wait a minute. I'ma call you from my other phone, all right? Yeah, you. So that you can join in on the show. Yeah, you called too late or whatever, but I could put you
I could put somebody in on my phone to be called in.
All right, I'm back, guys, because I told y'all my friend that I know. We're not going to put his name out there, but I wanted him to come on the show or whatever. I guess we could call you Mr. Anonymous, too.
Whoa. Y'all got to think of a new name for that dude. I'm sorry, but that's already taken.
All right. Yeah. Mr. Anonymous is taken. We will call him Mr. Freak Ass Motherfucker.
Wait. If I get that grrr all night.
No, true color.
Oh, man. No.
But are you comfortable with me calling you Mr. Freak or whatever? Can I call you Mr. Freak?
Yeah, that's cool. Call whatever.
That's cool. See, you missed the show. We had everybody was sharing stories, you know, talking about whether if you like your partner to be thick or skinny, or if you like your partner to be fat. We got into dick sizes. We talked about whips. What else did we talk about? We talked about anal sex. About kissing on people. We talked about biting people. We just, like, really just went all in tonight.
Went all over, yeah.
Yeah, well, not all over. There's still places to go and things to do and stories to hear. So we didn't go too much far. First of all, it's like almost 2 in the morning. It's about that time, you know what I mean? It's real late or whatever. Where are you on your way to right now, Mr. Freak? Because it's like that. Isn't it freaking hour right now?
Yeah, I just came from a party, so I'm on my way to the crib.
And you don't have nothing lined up for you right now?
No, not right now. You got something lined up for me?
Hold up, wait a minute. Well, you need me to make some arrangements? I had somebody meet you somewhere, but we can talk about that off the show.
Right.
I mean, unless you want to put it all out there, I don't mind. Like, share.
I'm new to the show, so I'm just listening right now. You know, I'm open
up.
Yeah.
No, you gotta open up. You gotta tell us. All right. Well, I'll just ask you the topic question. We'll baby step you in it. The topic question for tonight: do you like your women skinny, thick, or fat? Like, what's your preference?
Thick.
Huh?
Thick.
You like them thick? What do you like about a thick woman?
Wide hips, fat ass, nice titties.
Mm.
what do you do with the sick women?
They turn you on, make you wanna go there with them, make you wanna do freaky things. She got to turn you on, she got to excite you, what I mean? She got to excite you.
Wait a minute. So, another question I asked the person, on a past show, and since you don't want to tell us everything tonight, but I want to know, how much sex have you had in the past week, and what kind of sex have you had in the past week?
You talking to me, girl?
Yeah. Spotlight on you, because it's the end of the show. We kind of really wrapping the show up right now.
Right.
You hit me up, and I'm like, all right.
I like it dirty. I like it rough and dirty. I like to be rugged.
We introduced you. I didn't introduce you to Truth Teller, my co-host. I didn't introduce you to Chocolate Chip, my Latina boo. Y'all got to say hi to Mr. Freak. Maybe that'll help him loosen up a little bit. Say hello and give him like a tongue roll and something,
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Freak.
Hey, what's up?
Y'all my bitches. I love y'all.
They off the chain.
No. We are definitely on the chain and train, so don't get disrespectful. We'll come fucking grip you up, all right?
Okay. What about you? What's the freaky shit that you do? What you like?
Me?
I'm trying to find out what you like.
I don't like no freak shit. I'm just normal.
I like normal stuff.
I'm normal. I've done a couple things. I've fucked a guy with a dildo before. I would say that's like the freakiest thing I've ever did. I just was, like, sticking a dildo in his ass, and then I was, like, making him suck it and, like, choking him. That's what he liked. But, he bought the dildo because he wanted it to be the same size as his dick or whatever. It's like, no, I'm lying. I'm just telling you. Y'all dumb as shit. Y'all believe me. Hell no, I never did that shit before. I'm joking.
Oh, you need to stop playing. Yeah, it is gone.
No, I just had you going. My girlfriend's looking at like, what the fuck? This bitch ain't even shit.
You too. They was
did y'all believe me?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're
the
type of person. I was just going
to egg that. Yeah, that shit had her style. She like, is this shit for real? Like, hold the fuck up. Hell no. I think the freakiest thing I ever did was test on a person. I just pissed on a person, spit on them, kicked them, talk
you
shit.
You like that shit, huh?
It was... We got paid to do it, me and my girlfriend. So we just like, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're young, sometimes you just like, whatever. Fuck it. We could have fun. You piss anyway. So, fucking piss.
Give me
my money first. And I'll piss all in your face. So, wherever. 24. Like R. Kelly, piss, piss, piss. I wanna pee on you. It was a song with Dave Chappelle. Drip, drip, drip. I like it. Wait, but what do you say? It's so sweet. Using your face like a toilet seat.
They cracking up.
No.
but she was sometimes a little funny. But that is funny, you know what I mean? Like, anybody that's done school, you can laugh at it. Would you laugh at that situation, Mr. Freak, or how would you feel about that?
I mean, to each his own, you know. Some people like whatever, you know, something different, you know.
Okay,
so sometimes you got to change it up and do something wild.
What's the wildest thing?
Wild. Okay. So what's the wildest thing you've ever done, Mr. Freak?
You first. You tell me first, and then I'll tell you.
No, we already told. I already told you. Now it's your turn. What you call
now
it?
Now I'm talking about the co-host.
Which one?
Whichever one I want to go.
don't no. You're supposed to be respectful and say, "Oh, I forgot your name. What's your name again?" And you want to be. You have to have respect. Whichever one want to go. Told you guys,
but I don't
want to
go.
She don't want to go. Chocolate chip, she don't want to go. You wanna share chocolate?
I've never really done nothing out of the box that's wild. I mean, I like it military style.
Yeah, we're boring.
All right, I hung up on him because he's boring. You're not gonna keep asking us questions, motherfucker. Fuck you.
He got time for this shit. Talking shit. You know he into that freak ass shit. Why all freaks like to be shy? Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like,
stop playing with us.
Talk about some. Oh, y'all out there. You this. You sound all judgmental. You already
know what we was like. Yeah, we just normal. We like normal.
Yeah.
You know how we were trying to go. We were trying to bring him out the box, and he trying to put us out there. Like,
like he probably was beating his dick. I'm done. Nope. No freebies, pussy.
Who's in the line with us?
No, we in overtime. I don't even know who on the line
or whatever. I can't believe we played one song on the show. We talked shit the whole time. I had so much fun. All we get to the point where I had to bang on a fake freak. He all faking it. Don't fake it.
You know,
we're going to call you Mr. Freak.
I wanted to ask him what he like about the piss on his body. Was it the warm feeling? What was it that made him feel like he wanted to try something different?
Don't reach out. You know what I mean? Like, don't reach out to me and be like, I'm going to put my shit out there. And then you get on the show and you want to act all coy. Get your fake ass freak out of here,
you fake ass motherfucker. That's just why I don't be friends with smuts, because they be having, like, that delusional type of attitude. Like they still
want
to act. Yeah, like, you're not a smut. Like, don't do that. Like, fuck you, you smut. You're a smut.
But what I do behind closed doors.
That's fine, but it's not. But if your door is wide open and we can look in your windows,
that's totally different.
Closed doors, you know what I mean? Like, that's fine. I respect the closed door any day, but if you on Front Street, I got you.
So you on Front Street, I'm gonna string Christmas lights around you.
Exactly, right?
Exactly.
Put insert here sign.
Shit. A wreath with a sign on it, smut.
Yeah, exactly. Vacancy.
A smut,
insert here.
Yes, a person that is not a smut, that's not on Front Street, nobody would know she is smut. She just, you know, undercover smut.
Yeah,
now,
exactly. How he gonna come on the show and say, yeah, you could call me Mr. Freak. And then you're acting all shy. Fuck out of here.
Because he's a shy freak.
That's fake.
He's a shy piss on me freak.
I ain't got time for this shit. I'll put your real call in. He got one more time.
Nigga.
He got one more.
Nigga, we will find you in a motel room.
Yep.
Tell you that we going to all fuck you. Take piss in a cup and then make you drink that shit, motherfucker. That's going to tie your ass the fuck off.
Oh, shit. Calm. We got truth teller angry now.
Calm down. But no, but thank you, ladies. This was an excellent, fun show. I hope you enjoyed your salt chocolate chips.
I sure enough did.
Truth teller, it's a pleasure as always. I need to smoke a cigarette. You so good, truth teller. Damn. So good, make me want a cigarette.
Yes, thank you. No, I love that shit. But peace and love, Blog Talk.
Until next time, my boots.